Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:17, joined now by Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, talk about LSU and Brian Kelly and the search for a new coach. How you doing, Glenn?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Before we get to that, let's talk about the rest of LSU's season and Frank Wilson and what it is that you know, what he needs to accomplish in recruiting and NIL and transfer portal, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, Frank Wilson is known as a great recruiter. That's why Brian Kelly hired him, and that's why he was under Les Miles' staff before that. And, I mean, he's perfect to kind of keep LSU's recruiting going, particularly the high school recruiting. And, you know, you got Austin Thomas who kind of handles the portal. So those guys are both really key to keep everything afloat as far as the talent, because, you know, if LSU goes for Lane Kiffin, Lane's liable to be coaching Ole Miss, you know, well into January in the playoffs. So they really need Frank to hang in there, because you don't want to rush into a new coach just so you can save one class.
When it comes to name, image, and likeness money, that money is put up by whom, and that's still going to be there even if Brian Kelly is not there, and if a guy like Lane Kiffin comes in, is he likely to need a bigger pool of money than that? Tell me about all that, Glenn.
Well, I tell you, the boosters who and the friends of the program who supply a lot of the money for NIL – chances are they're going to be ready to spend more with a new coach, particularly somebody like Lane Kiffin, than they would have if Brian Kelly was still there, because they spent it all with Kelly last year and it didn't work. I think that's one of the reasons Kelly got fired. And yeah, Lane Kiffin is all about the portal, because he doesn't really focus on recruiting as much as he does on the portal. And Ole Miss for years has been ahead of LSU in NIL and the portal. So, yeah, he would require a lot of that. But I think that would fit right in well with what LSU wants to do.
Is there any way that you can get a Lane Kiffin? Let me rephrase the question. Does the name, image, and likeness thing, the transfer portal, does that change the way or the time period for which you sign a coach, a head coach?
Well, it could, you know, that portal window is it's delayed now. It's into January, so that's kind of a break for LSU in getting a new coach, because last year it was December and all these people wanted to have their coach in early. And to me, that's a mistake. You don't rush to a coach just so you can have them for that recruiting class, whether it's from high schools or portal. You got to get the right coach. In a perfect world, you can get them early. You know, LSU is usually hiring their coach in late November, early December, but that might not be the case this year if they're in the Kiffin sweepstakes.
Glenn, when it comes to Lane Kiffin, would he want a long-term deal or not? And what's he looking at Ole Miss in terms of what does his deal there say? Is somebody going to have to buy him out of that in addition to paying off Coach Kelly? How's that going to work out?
Yeah, that's where LSU's in trouble, I feel, because, you know, the word out of WDSU last night, Fletcher Mackel, was that a prominent booster is going to pay off the Brian Kelly buyout of $53 million, which LSU's not going to get out of. So that booster's money would be better used for a new coach, right? Mm-hmm. Or for new players. So, yeah, that hurts it. But, yeah, Kiffin will require a long-term contract and a large salary. He's making $9 million at Ole Miss, and he's signed up there through 2031.
So
yeah, he would be an expensive hire.
Somebody would have to buy him out, right?
Yeah, somebody would. Well, what happens sometimes when he probably has a buyout, he would have to pay Ole Miss, and usually a booster from the new school takes care of that.
Yeah, he's not going into his pocket for that.
No, I don't think so. No, so yeah, there's a lot of money to be spent by LSU, and they're going to be paying Brian Kelly for a long time.
So Lane Kiffin, everybody's in love with Lane Kiffin. In your opinion, is he the best choice out there? And if not him, are we going to be taking second best, Glenn?
I think he is the best choice out there. I wrote when they hired Brian Kelly that they should hire Lane Kiffin back 4 years ago. He's only 50. That would be the youngest coach LSU's hired since Nick Saban, who was 49 when they hired him. You know, I think part of Kelly's problem was he had kind of lost his hunger coming in at age 60. But if not Lane Kiffin, you know, there's some other great young coaches out there, like John Summerall at Tulane is 43. Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri is 42. Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State's 35. Dan Lanning at Oregon's only 38, but I think that would be a step down for him or a lateral move. But to me, Kiffin is the best coach out there that could be available.
And LSU is a more attractive job than Ole Miss. Tell me why.
Well, it's not as more attractive as it used to be. Mm-hmm. That's why Lane stayed at Ole Miss instead of going to Auburn. Lane has really made Ole Miss a great program, and the NIL and the portal has brought parity.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everywhere. But I'll say this. Lane Kiffin knows that if he goes to Florida, or if he goes to LSU, his pool of high school talent increases greatly. Mm-hmm. And if he goes to Florida, there's a lot of other schools there, too, trying to get the same players, but still a lot of players, you know, like Florida State, Miami. If he comes to LSU, it's the only school. And Louisiana has probably as many great high school players as the state of Florida has. And when you count Houston and surrounding areas, it definitely does. So the key thing that's different that would be a step up for Lane to go to LSU or Florida would be the recruiting base.
Nick Saban's got no interest in coming back to LSU, does he?
No, I don't think so. No, he doesn't like the NIL and the portal. He hated dealing with that, and I think he's enjoying retirement. And you know, he's 70. Mm-hmm. He's fixing to be 74. So no, I don't think he's coming back. That's a pipe dream.
I'm looking at this story about, you know, Bet Online and some of the odds that they have, and they have Jimbo Fisher. If Scott Woodward were to hire Jimbo Fisher, I think they'd burn the campus down. Thoughts?
Yeah, I would think he should be fired quicker than Brian Kelly was.
So you hire him and you fire him on the same day to make it efficient? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that would be a ridiculous move by Scott Woodward. I mean, you're talking about an athletic director that is coming off the two biggest buyout blunders in college football history, back-to-back, Jimbo Fisher and Brian Kelly.
Tell me about Dabo Swinney. Would he have any interest in leaving Clemson? Would you like to see him as the LSU head coach?
That's a name I haven't heard. I don't think so. I don't think Dabo would be interested in that. I think he's pretty good at Clemson, and he's not really seen as a hot candidate because he's so anti portal and NIL, which I kind of like that he is. But it's,
you like it philosophically, but not necessarily when it comes to winning, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right. Saban didn't like the portal in NIL, but he still got into it. He knew he had to win.
It is
Dabo
what it is.
Decided not to, and it hurt him.
Yeah,
but he wouldn't be a good hire. Probably.
It is what it is. If you had to look into that crystal ball, get that mahogany case out from under your bed, Glenn, the old Gilbo crystal ball has been handed down from generation to generation. You open it up, they got that purple velvet in there, and it's all padded up, and you take it out, you look into it. Who's going to be next to that LSU coach?
Well, my hope is that it's Lane Kiffin, because he would be the first true offensive coordinator LSU ever hired. And he's young, he's interesting, he's a great coach. I think he'd be a great NFL coach. I think that's the guy to go get.
All right, let's hope. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Egg. Tell me a little bit about Tiger Egg real quick.
TigerEgg.com, free website. I got a big piece on Lane Kiffin right now, and a lot on the Kelly firing, and we'll have more on both as the week goes on.
This is America. I'm a capitalist. Thank you, Glenn. Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, 827. Quickly to traffic, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.